Hi, my name is Annika Wiklund Engblom, and I am a postdoc researcher at Umeå University at the Department of Applied Educational Science. And I would like to ask you a question. How do you consider yourself to be socially competent in a digital learning environment?
My study is about relational competence, and especially what I call digital relational competence, how teachers are able to be sensitive and responsive to learner needs in a distance learning environment, and especially for the teachers that combine both distance students and co-located students. Relational competence is perhaps the most important tool that the teacher has. However, in a distance learning situation, the rules change, and this is mostly because you don't see the person. We relate to each other a lot through our body language, tone of voice, and our normal ways of communicating. Research shows that, for instance, body language is a very important clue for the teacher to react to the student's needs when they need help. And in a distance learning situation, the teacher has to design for the social interaction very carefully so that they can respond to the needs that are created in the moment, but also orchestrate the relations, which are very important for the social impact of learning and also the learning outcome. I have interviewed 9 teachers in the Swedish-speaking parts of Finland and in upper secondary school. These teachers have often combined co-located students with distance students at the same time. In my analysis, I've looked at how the teachers reflect on learner needs related to their cognitive needs, emotional needs, social needs, self-regulatory needs, practical logistic needs, as such, 6 types of needs. The aim of the study is then to see how teachers reflect on and find that they are able to both be sensitive and responsive to learner needs through the digital didactical design that they have created for this learning situation. And this is all about how they design for learning, but also the tools that they use. Findings show that it is important that we talk about the relational competence in digital environments, not only with teachers, but also with the students. There is a need for creating a new kind of learning culture for this type of learning environment. We need to empower students in becoming expert learners in relation to the tools that they have to use during their learning processes. One way to empower them is to engage them in meta-learning experiences so that they can see their own learning in relation to the tools that they use and the relations they create. Findings show that there's a danger in combining both distance students and co-located students at the same time. While you cater for one kind of equality, that the students can take more types of classes, you compromise a more micro-level equality as students don't really have the same opportunities for learning in these situations. Thank you so much for reading my article, and please get in touch if you would like to discuss this further.